ישמח למבקשי השם, ישמח למבקשי השם, יתעללו בשם קודשו, יתעללו בשם קודשו, ישמח למבקשי השם. ישמח למבקשי השם.
קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש.
The preparation passage for the lesson from the writing of Rabash, first volume, article Purim Shehamitzva Adaloyada. Purim, where the precept is until one does not know. Only when over the kli, which is called the receiver, you can make an intention of in order to bestow, meaning even though one has a great desire and yearning to receive the goodness, yet it is not certain of himself that what he'll receive from the Creator, if it won't be only due to the precept, the mitzvah, that is, because the Creator wants to give, due to his desire to benefit his creations, then one is willing to relinquish the pleasure that he receives from the Creator. Except if him wanting to receive the pleasure and the delight is only due to the purpose of creation. And as our sages said, if one has followed a single mitzvah, happy is he, since he has decided himself and the whole world to the scale of merit. Because of that, since one is in a state where he doesn't care about self-love, rather for the benefit of others, it follows that by him wanting to receive the goodness and the pleasure from the Creator, he wants to keep love of others, between one and his Maker, and between one and his friend. This is as is written in the Zohar, and to tell Zion, you are my people. Ami ata. Ami ata, you are my people. Do not read it Ami ata, rather Imi ata, you are with me, which means to be a partner with me. And even though there he said between man and the place, makom, however, the issue of being a partner, you can also interpret it between one and his friend, since from this later it will turn out that the whole world will receive the scale of merit. It follows that he made good between a man and his friend by causing the whole world to come to receive the goodness and the pleasure that is in the purpose of creation. It follows that one has become partner with the Creator, since by him there will be the aid that everyone will later come to receive the purpose of creation. It follows that he has become a partner with the Creator, as written, I began creation by wanting to give the goodness and the pleasure, and Israel, they try that the purpose will be actualized by creating vessels that would be qualified to receive the upper abundance without any flaw, which is called the bread of shame. Rather, even at the time that they receive the goodness and the delight, they will not lose the dvekut, the adhesion, called equivalence of form, because that was the cause for the restriction, tzimtzum. We learn that all in all, the will to receive can change in its magnitude, in its oviut, coarseness, shoresh, aleph, bet, gimel, daled, and additional degrees within each one of them, and each one of those, all in all, there are 125 degrees. and also in our world, is all measured according to size, magnitude, and the magnitude affects the quality. Let's say if we take some matter, all in all, there's a certain number of electrons, protons, neutrons that there is in the atom. But this number determines everything and its size, quantity that are in these things, it changes the quality. And in such a way, you add and you receive new matter. You add more and you receive yet another new matter that's in the still. Same thing in the vegetative, same thing in the animate and in the speaking. In our emotions, it's a bit harder. It's a bit harder for us to see that, but also everything depends on the number of efforts that we perform. Everything depends on the number of details, elements from which or in which we are included, integrated. Therefore, it's written that Teznan wise is the experienced one, because he adds and adds until he reaches a new quality, a new perception, a new sensation. But it all really depends on simple actions. Very simple. There's nothing more in the whole of reality than to give and to receive. And also really there's no giving, only receiving in such a way that through your intention you transform it into bestowal. Therefore, plus and minus, and that's it. From that you build everything. Therefore, the main thing is, the main work is in constantly adding up and adding up in quantity. This quantity starts demanding the new quality. Why? What for? What am I doing it for? These questions begin. These questions bring on more qualitative actions at a different level, but in them also we need to add up quantity and quantity and quantity until we reach a new quality. In the end, through the actions, we invite, we draw the light that reforms, that is constantly operating and operating and is keeps adding, and a penny accumulates to a great amount, until we reach a state where we're able to perform a directed action, which is measured not by the action itself, but rather through the intention.